USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After refusing to do so on several occasions before reporters yesterday, President Trump did make some remarks concerning the death of Senator John McCain during a dinner last night with evangelical leaders at the White House. President Trump saying he appreciates the many things McCain did for our country. Earlier in the day, his daughter Ivanka Trump was speaking about the senator who passed away on Saturday.
Ivanka at an event to highlight women's empowerment, her remarks at the Organization of American States in Washington, D.C.
An American patriot who served our country with distinction for more than six decades.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Blueprints for 3D guns will stay off the internet for now as a federal judge in Seattle's decided to extend a block on publishing the instructions online. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
President Trump cheers a new trade deal with Mexico that he announces yesterday at the White House. The two nations have been working to renegotiate NAFTA, which Trump has called disastrous for America.
This has to do, they used to call it NAFTA, we're going to call it the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement. And we'll get rid of the name NAFTA. It has a bad connotation because the United States was hurt very badly by NAFTA.
Farmers will get nearly $5 billion in relief payments beginning next month. The Agriculture Department is going to begin paying farmers whose harvests have been hurt by what the Trump administration calls unjustified retaliation from foreign governments during an ongoing trade war. As many as 200,000 people are expected to roll into Milwaukee, Wisconsin for Harley-Davidson's 115th anniversary celebration. The free event is coming up later this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Sunday's mass shooting at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, now forcing the video game maker to cancel some other similar events. Electronic Arts CEO Andrew Wilson saying they're scrapping three other qualifying events for the John Madden 19 Classic. The event is Jacksonville, Florida, or in Jacksonville, was one of those qualifying tourneys. Two people were killed, 11 injured, when a gunman from Baltimore opened fire and then took his own life. Former Papa John's chairman and founder John Schnatter says CEO Steve Ritchie is responsible for the company's poor performance. Schnatter resigned as chairman this year after it was revealed he'd used the N-word in a phone call, but he's been fighting to try to get his position back ever since. In a letter posted Monday to his website, he blamed Ritchie for making bad decisions and not having the management skills to fix the mistakes. Schnatter also said the company's human resources department has evidence of sexual misconduct in Ritchie's inner circle. And Toyota's investing $500 million in Uber for self-driving cars. The move comes after an effort by both companies to catch up with rivals in the autonomous driving realm. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.